Last time on Mystery Date.
With Melora's return, it's a sign of, like, good things to come, but we need to awaken the spirit guardians, tear down the wall, and bring down the Dark King.
And ahead of you, you do see a train track, and you do see four Kingsguard-looking dudes walking around, and on the platform are two human men in white coats.
We could just kill these dudes and, like, pretend to be them, and then the train shows up, and we just kill some more dudes.
The go word is salmon.
And I go, it's just over here, and then I just go, like, I get him by the tree line, I just go, like, salmon.
Eldritch Blast! I killed a man!
Toby, who is across the track from you, sees you do this, and now we're just gonna do, like, normal combat, which we could pick up next time if you want.
We're doing it.
Did you all go?
Pearl Harbor.
Should we start calling you Zachy Legend, like Larry Legend? Would you like if, that?
So I do love the legend at the end. Like, that actually feels great to me. But I don't like Zachy doesn't feel like anyone but a baby, but a literal baby.
Emperor Zakuhito?
Ooh, I mean, that's regal. But it doesn't have the dignity, of my actual name. I think it's a tough name to be. Mary, go ahead.
What about Zack Attack?
I mean, that's classic. That says I'm fun. It says I like to have a good time. I think it projects the right thing. Again, like, the president's not called that, but, like, I think it's probably, like, appropriate.
It was the title of a book I had when I was a young girl about the one Hansen brother that was named Zack.
I honestly kind of didn't even process that they would have names. Like,
one of them is Zack. Okay, I had the book Zack Attack, and then there was his brother with Taylor, because there's a book called Totally Taylor, and then I don't remember what the oldest one's name was.
The Hansen is present. Cute. The Hansen will be playing.
The Hansen is here.
Yeah, they're just like a creature to me. I don't really know.
In case the listener does not know what's happening, today is Zach's birthday.
You could...
Well, not in the future when you get
this.
You
could cut
episode.
All this out if you wanted to.
I'm not cutting any of it.
Hell yeah, the Tyler Dryblatt story.
Having a great time.
This is our chance to sneak in talking about Hulk Hogan's sex tape again.
No, now I'm going to have to cut it out.
You guys play Heroes 3?
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm sorry, Mary. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you guys remember what happened last time?
We went to the swamp.
Went to the swamp. You went to the swamp. You fought an ogre in a swamp pond. You didn't kill him because you met these little mushroom guys.
Yeah.
What am I calling them? The fungoids is what I called them.
And they were...
And they're little tribe of them.
And they're led by the rat from the Sunless Citadel.
Yeah, who is a spirit guardian. But he won't just, like, do his spirit guardian thing for you and tell you...
Destroy
help him solve a problem.
Some shit. We gotta...
Destroy a train.
FSU.
Yeah. So it turned into a train situation. So you went to a train station that was close by in the swamp. And there you saw, I think, three scientists were waiting for the train. And there were, I think, four of the Kingsguard-type guys hanging out around there guarding it. And you successfully killed two of the guards in a stealthy way. I'm pretty sure they were brothers.
Yep.
And you tricked them. And then at the very end of the last session, the second one made an alarm right before you murdered him. So the other two guards are coming over, and we have to roll initiative rolls.
Man, I remember we had a pretty good plan, but I don't remember what that plan was.
Now the plan is fight, I think.
Anybody remember if I had a little buddy with me?
At one point you had a guy that we, like, you had a falcon that we threw into a tree that broke in half.
I guess let's say I didn't have a buddy.
I got an 11.
I want to say really quick, I like this idea that it's also Raphael's birthday. So he's going to get a little gift really quick. Before we start the fight, Raphael, Raspy walks up to you your little skeletal coyote friend, and he kind of like pats your leg and is like wagging his tail and looking at you. He's got something in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I like, I guess I probably don't have to bend down to like look at it because I'm so short. What, I guess I just kind of hold my hand out, try to just kind of gently take it from him, make sure he's okay with it.
Yeah, he drops a bone into your hands, and it's kind of like, it's shaped like a cuff you would put on like your wrist, like a bracer almost, but it's like more narrow than that. And you look at it for a while, and I'm just going to give it to you. You intuit that it goes on your bow or crossbow or whatever kind of weapon you have.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and if you put it on there, it'll change the damage of your weapon to necrotic damage, and it'll turn it into a magical weapon.
Oh, sick. That's awesome.
But you can take it on and off of your weapon as you see fit.
Oh, my God. This is, like, the coolest thing. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Great.
Raspy made you a gift.
Thank you, Raspy. I don't want to know does he have any obvious, like, gaps in the skeleton, or just, like...
He seems like he might be a little, like less long than he used to be. Like, maybe he's missing a vertebrae.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Thanks, Raspy.
He's like, ah.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, sick. Did that happen? I guess, like, I'll put that on after this fight. I like, whatever time pocket that occurred in, I'll put that in my inventory for now.
Yeah, it's like right after you kill the two brother guards and right before we're going to like roll initiative.
Sick. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think we were going to hijack the train, drive everybody back over the bridge, dump them off, put the train on the bridge, and then blow the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, so that was like the extenuating circumstances. It was like,
we can't kill.
The train exists.
Yeah.
There's like innocent civilians theoretically on the train that you heard of, and then there's, yeah, like, you know, whole bridge chasm situation. Sam, do you have a little friend? Do we decide you do or don't have one right now?
I think that it's on me to remember that I have a little friend, and I don't remember if I have a little friend, so I think we should say
no. So we have no little friends. Okay, can you all roll initiative, please?
I got 11.
19.
I got a 6, and Raspy got a 3. I guess we crit fit. We both crit failed.
Cool.
So 1 in 400 chance feels good, you know?
I mean, that kind of makes sense, because if you stopped really quick to have a touching birthday moment.
Yeah, I was too busy on the murder that we just did on the other two guys as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
New boot goofing.
Okay. You're standing kind of at the edge of this forest. The train track is in front of you. And then, like, behind the train track from where you're standing is the train platform. And there's the three scientists standing on it. There is one guard, like, closer to you, like, on, like, your side of the train platform. So he's going to, like, get to you first. The other guard is on the other side of the train platform. So it's going to take him a sec to get over there.
What does it seem like they're working with weapons wise?
They look like pretty like bulky armor guys.
Okay.
They've got like, you know, a sword.
I don't remember where. So Zach was doing his thing down there being sneaky, and we were like kind of close by, yeah. Right? Or I should say Raphael was.
Yeah, you guys were hiding in the, like, Samson and Bart, you were hiding in the woods.
Okay.
And then Raphael is kind of like luring.
Gotcha.
The men into the woods where you murdered them.
Hot.
Like a siren.
Yep.
But I think you were he's very like salt of the earth construction worker guy or whatever. Happy birthday. Okay, so we're gonna do a fight. So first up is Bart.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast at the one that's closest to us.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I've rolled a 14 to hit.
Does not hit.
My turn is at its end.
That's too bad. 14 didn't hit. That's kind of high.
She did say bulky armor, guys.
She did.
Bulky armor, guys. Okay, next up is Samson.
Well, I wasn't going to fly into a rage, but seeing that he didn't hit, it's made me so angry.
Don't put that voodoo on me.
So, how far away is this bro from me?
He's, like, coming at you. I'd say he's probably, like, 20 feet away.
Okay.
From, like, Raphael, so maybe, like, 30 feet from you. And then he's, like, kind of running in that direction.
Okay. Fine.
I will say he's running at you, like, right now. So, like, if you ran towards him, say, 25 feet, yeah. I think you would bash into him. Like, you would collide with him. Because he's not stationary.
Oh, so I can run up into his grill?
Yeah.
I would like to run up into his grill.
He's also running up into your grill at the same time.
That's fine. We can run up into each other's grill, and I'd like to slap him with my sword.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Are you raging?
I'm enraged. I'm furious. Okay. Oh, shit. That's no good. What is that? An 11 does not hit, huh?
It does not.
Well, I'm too mad.
Too mad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up is the guards. So this one, is it fine if they have the same initiative? I forget how it works when you have multiples of the same.
If they're the same thingy, they go on the same turn.
Okay, they're the same thingy. Okay, so this one's next to you. Samson is going to try to smack you with his sword.
Sure.
As one does.
Honestly, I do just appreciate you kind of blocking his movement and not cleaving me.
That's my whole deal, you know.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he got a 20, not natural, so I think that will hit.
It will.
Okay. That is 13 slashing damage.
For some reason, I thought... I don't know. Okay. That's fine.
And then he's going to make a second attack.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. I have resistance to slashing. It was slashing, right?
Yeah, 13 slashing.
So I take half of that, yes?
All right. Okay. Cool means, yeah, great. Not magical. All right, so.
All right. Okay.
Okay, second one is a 14 to hit.
No.
All right, so second one does not work. It bashes off of your mustache.
Sure.
He's so intimidated by it.
That's how it works.
The second knight guard, spoilers, is going to run at you. he's not close enough yet to, like, get all the way over there. So he probably gets, like, halfway to where you guys are from where he's running.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not, like, in the mix.
Sweet.
Yet. Yeah, well, actually, he's going to do a ranged attack. On, I guess.
Hit me.
He doesn't have to hit you though, right?
He doesn't have to, but like, I want anything him
magical.
To. No, not yet.
I think he's gonna shoot at. I guess he would like point his crossbow at Raphael and get confused by the construction outfit or whatever it is you're wearing, and then point it at Samson and try to hit him. Although I don't know if he has like disadvantage because you're like entangled with his friend.
With a crossbow.
Yeah.
Yes. I think if you're in melee range, using a ranged attack, you have disadvantage.
This guy's not in melee range. He's the second. This is the second guy.
Oh, I thought you... Sorry. Antecedents are tough, man.
The first guy... Sorry.
He's tangled up, and I misunderstood you.
Yeah, sorry. There's... I'm going to call them close guard and far guard. So close guard is entangled with Samson right now. Far guard... has halved the distance to, like, where you guys are, and now he's going to use a crossbow to shoot at Samson.
Fargard's kind of a brutal name.
I was actually thinking of making a character called Fargard Bardhard, and you'd obviously be another bard, but I was like, I already played a bard, I couldn't do it.
17 to hit on the crossbow, Samson?
If it meets, it beats, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I need so many different dice. Oh, that's just two.
And it's piercing?
Piercing damage.
So I'll take one, thank you very much.
All right. It's very just a gentle, like a pinprick. like, oh, did a mosquito bite me? Yeah. Nice.
Got okay. him!
got myself. Next up are the scientists, actually. They're going to just fucking hide. They're gonna like run off the platform the opposite direction and kind of just duck down behind it.
I'm excited to hunt them down like dogs.
Are we supposed to kill them? Is that like were they on the no-kill list? Like, how are they, like, Nazi scientists or, like, just, like, you know, building a train? It's not that bad.
So, you know from the Spirit Guardian that the reason he wants you guys to, like, destroy the train is that they're using the train to, like, collect these, like, creepy fungus, like, spores and other samples, yeah. And they're, like, taking them to Hortoclast / the Sunless Citadel to do, like, horrible
experiments. These are,
experiments,
like, yeah, these are, like, Umbrella Corporation dudes. Let's just fucking kill them.
You might want to infer that the scientists are, like, involved. Are they involved willingly or not? We don't know yet, but they don't want to.
I mean, yeah, they're making a choice every day to do something bad, you know? Like, that's on them.
Let's kill them. Yeah. That's kill them and let God sort them out, right?
Hey, you know, that's what I always say.
Okay, next up is Raphael.
Sick. I guess I'm going to maybe just work my way. Can I line up such that, like, Close Guard is in a direct straight line between me and Far Guard? Like, I want us all three to be, like, points in a line.
You can.
I'd like to do that. And I'd like to go, I'm just a simple worker, just to project out for Farguard, and then I would like to shoot Close Guard with my crossbow.
Okay.
All right.
I think I don't understand the subterfuge you're going for.
Well,
I think he's trying to just, like, make an audible, like, an audio trick, but be like, oh, he can't see me because I'm behind Close Guard.
He can't see me right now.
Farguard won't see me shoot him. It might work. They're wearing, like, you know, helmets with shitty eye slits. Like, maybe.
That is a 23.
That hits.
Cool.
You're shooting Close Guard? Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Do it up.
Six. Oh, that's off. Three. Six. 5, 11 plus 4, 15 piercing damage.
Ooh. Nice. He goes, ah!
I go, just a worker. Word. Oh, hell.
Fargard is like, wow, Close Guard must be so impressed by that worker, make that sound.
I'm speaking English right now. Wow. It's just, you know, with a Spanish accent. And you're like, can't even speak
this is
English.
All I know. This is the only phrase I know. Okay. Raspy.
Raspy is going to, I think, yeah, just try to go in and just continue what Samson's doing. So he's going to run up maybe on the, like, 180 degrees from Samson, just on the other side, and try to maybe, like, take down the fucking this guy.
Eat that butt.
Like, you know, take down their hammy like a wolf does.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
No, never mind.
Yeah, and eat that butt like you know I do. Oh, okay.
Now, do you
that's
think
what they call him the butt wolf?
That's right.
Like, if you were, like, in some situation, somebody was trying to, like, strangle you out, right?
Uh-huh.
And you got behind him, just started eating that butt. Do you think you'd be able to, like, get away? Do you think they'd be so surprised that you could then flee?
Do you think?
Wait. Someone is strangling you,
yeah,
and
like,
while they're strangling, you get behind them. And
no,
you
no, no. So long was his
neck. What do you think about this? I would love to hear your answer.
No. So it's like I could just say somebody's trying to kill you, but, like, you've gotten into a grapple situation, right?
Yeah.
And they're, like, trying to get you out, but you've, like, Brazilian jiu-jitsu'd your way around.
I've so you crawled around them like a spider.
Exactly.
Monkey.
And you can't.
And my,
like,
face is in their path.
Right. You can't hurt them physically. But what you can do is start to eat
them,
their butt.
Yeah.
It's right. Hurt them psychically through sexual assault.
Right. Do you think you could then, like, do you think they'd be so surprised that you could take the advantage and then escape?
I mean, they probably couldn't press charges. Like, an attempted murder situation is probably, like, a good time to be a sexual predator. Like, it just feels like they're not going to go. I was trying to murder this guy randomly, and he, like, started eating my butt without my permission. I was like, don't do that. They're like, we're not going to deal with this. We're not going to.
This is gross. We don't like this.
We can cut all this out.
I don't know.
I wonder if it would be an effective strategy in that.
I think there's a lot of factors, like, who is the person? Are they into it? How many layers are they
wearing? Am I taking off snow pants? Like, you're really committing a
crime. Yeah, right. If they're wearing, like, jeans, like, you have to, like, figure that out. It's like, oh, they're wearing leggings, then, like,
why wouldn't you just bite them instead of eating their butt in, like, a way that could be
pleasurable? Or shove your thumb up there instead of using your mouth.
You can't. No, your hands are, your hands are engaged.
Biting? He's too busy grappling.
No.
Fantasy. He's like, if you look here at my drawing, you can't. Your hands are tied.
You see, the way he's pinning me down, it just wouldn't be possible.
Why is that like that, Mr. That feels Clean? Like...
But somehow your whole body is immobilized, but somehow you can still wiggle it so your face can be in the crotch.
Yeah. Now,
back crotch.
I think biting, that's a fair question. Maybe that would be better. Maybe we've got to do some A-B testing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a sketch from I Think You Should Leave.
I know.
What I'm experiencing right now.
Okay, so Raspi's going to bite this guy's butt in a non-sexual way.
In like
way.
A painful way. Does a 15 hit?
No.
All right, then he just does his best.
That's fine.
I mean, a 14 didn't hit. How could a 15 hit? Unless, of course, his AC was 15.
There's more numbers above those numbers. Good job, everybody. So now we're back up to Bart.
How far away are the scientists?
They are probably... I think at this point they're like 60 feet away from you. Because they're on the other side of the train platform and they're hiding behind it.
Now, Tyler's nodding. I don't know what he thinks I'm going to do, but I think he's probably right.
I think you're going to shatter their butts off.
Do you think they would like it if you shattered their butts off?
I
like,
think it would be an effective strategy.
So, yeah, if his taut white t-shirt is tying my hands together and his denim jeans are wrapped around your
neck,
you have to shatter.
So it's rain. It's dark and it's raining.
I'm the DM, not you guys.
Oh, God.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Bart, what are you doing to these poor scientists?
Well, I'm going to shatter them, because I'm not creative. Okay. I'm always hang on. How come I always use the same spells no matter what caster I build? Oh, right, because I prep the same spells, because they're my favorite.
They're your favorite.
Guys, how many HPs do people have? I'll make something.
Like 10? Like
okay,
a commoner, I think.
Ready.
Okay, go nuts.
Constitution saves.
Okay. Oh, I have to do those first.
Cool. Rad.
I'm just like, wait.
I'm
cool
the DM,
study.
She says, back in time 2 minutes ago.
Okay, hey guys. Where's my other D20? Did I lose a D20? Oh, no, there it is. Okay, I'm just going to roll them all at once. Okay, one of them got a nat 20, so he's crushing it. The other ones did not. One got a 2 and one got a 7.
So the ones that got those very bad rolls take 14 thunder damage.
Okay.
The other one takes 7 thunder damage. Unless, of course, any of them are made out of stone, crystal, metal, any other inorganic materials. Probably not.
They're not. I mean, they're made out of the organic material meat.
Classic.
Yeah.
Why mess with a good thing?
You just hear them go, ugh.
Did any of them die?
I mean, you can't see.
Okay, that's fair. Occurred. That's fair. That's fair.
Did any of them die?
You hear, like, groaning.
Does any XP
it sounds like,
fly out?
It sounds like more than one person is groaning.
I'm gonna run toward them, because I think they're gonna keep fleeing, and I want to stay in kill range.
How far do you run?
Make sure to avoid that other guard. I don't want you...
If you run straight at them, you're going to run into Fargard.
I think that's fine. I'll just run straight at them. And if that takes me to Fargard, then I'll go to Fargard.
You're a tiny little boy.
He's the tallest of all of us.
Ugh. I don't like this for my temporary nephew.
It's a dangerous move, but I respect how bold it is. Try spinning. That's a good trick.
All
right. I use my bonus action to start eating his ass.
So how far did you go though? Like, what's your speed?
30 feet.
All right, so you just awkwardly are now frozen in time right next to the Fargard. You guys are like, he's running towards
behind
his like buddy
slash
with his
under
like
the Fargard.
Yeah, he's like running towards his buddy with his like crossbow, and you are like running toward the opposite direction with like, I guess, your finger guns out.
Great. If he...
And your eyes meet, and you really feel something deep inside.
I'm 13 years
old. An awakening, you might
say. Let's not make this too weird. I'm 13 years old.
I'm not making it too weird. You're just figuring stuff out.
Okay.
About your butt.
It's a coming-of-age story now. Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Bart's gay.
But you don't get an attack of opportunity right until you like leave his space, right? You're just like in his space now.
Yeah, we're locked in. Whoever moves from this next gets attacked.
Okay. So you went. Next up is Samson.
Yeah, I'm gonna attack the guy who's still right in front of me. I'm gonna do it recklessly though, because these guys have big armor. So I get advantage on my attack, but any attack rolls against me next turn, like this through this turn round, have advantage.
Okay.
That's pretty good. 24.
Yes.
Okay, great. Super. A D8. 6 and 6 is 12, plus my additional 2 is 14 magical slashing damage.
You guys are so strong. He's still up, but he's looking pretty rough.
Okay. That's the end of my turn.
Good job. Okay, now it's his turn.
Sorry, before I forget.
Yes.
I just want to use a free action to yell at the guards. More of that where that came from, motherfuckers! You better stop running!
As the scientists, you mean?
What did I say?
Guards.
Guards.
Oh, yes, sorry, the scientists. If you turn yourselves in, I won't explode your ass like I just exploded your asses.
And they're just kind of like, ugh. That's all you hear from up ahead. Okay. Like, you don't see them, like, running.
Okay. It's a weird thing about a turn-based game is I don't know if they're going to run on their next turn. If this was all happening simultaneously, which is what this is supposed to simulate, then I would know, but I don't.
I know, it's weird. Okay. It's the guards. So, Close Guard is going to go ahead and just, you know, try to smack you around, Samson. Do you say he's got advantage against you?
He does.
Ooh, he got a natural 20.
That sucks for me.
It does suck for you. So, hang on. I can't find my dice. Okay, so that's that many. That is 23. Slashing damage.
23, more like, what is that, 11?
Yes. And then he's going to do a second attack on you. How does a 15... Is it also... That does not hit, does it?
Look at me laughing over a 23 damage I just took. Well, I only took 11, but whatever.
You're good. You're Gucci.
Okay, now it's time for Fargard. So he's going to look at this seemingly little boy who is, like, running past him, screaming at the scientists, and...
He's going to try to chop you down like a tree.
He's very confused. He's going to run past you and go towards where Samson and Fargard and Raspi are fighting.
Does he take an attack of opportunity?
He'll get an attack of opportunity.
I'm stabbing the back.
You'll get an attack of opportunity, Bart.
8 to hit!
Oh,
that does not do it! Oh, I know, you're so close. You're so close. You're not even close. I got so excited. You made a great face.
I thought he critted it.
So he says bless you because he thinks that you sneezed on him. And then he keeps going. So he's going to try to smack Raspi.
Seems fair.
With a sword. Can we... I don't want to hurt my creation, but I think he's going to try it. He's got a 16 to hit on Raspi.
A 16 to hit, that does hit.
My son! Oh, no!
Can we even reconstitute Raspi?
Arrest, I think, healed him in the last dungeon.
No, but, like, if he gets smashed to bits.
think we just remember him fondly. Maybe make like a sick wallet chain or something.
He got nine slashed.
All right.
No pun intended.
Hey.
Because he's a dog.
Wait, does he have disadvantage because of your thing?
Me?
Tyler, yeah.
No.
Okay, sorry. I forget how your stuff works.
Sometimes that's the case, but this is not the case.
Okay. Okay, and then he's going to use his second attack on you, Samson.
That makes sense.
Ooh, that is a crit failure.
So
he just goes to, like, hit you with the sword, and then he, like, he pulls his hand away, and he realizes that it's gotten stuck in Raspy. So he's just, like, dropped in. Raspy has a sword, like, in his ribs, just like,
oh. Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Oh, my.
It's not quite the same as that, like, with a chainsaw man, that dog thing with, like, the chainsaw blade coming out of his face. It's like that, but, like, coming out of, like, his side. Just, like, 90
classic
degrees.
Classic Raspy.
Okay. So after the guards, we have the scientists. So all you see with the scientist barks, you're looking for them, is, like, one of them stands up and just kind of goes, please stop. And he raises his hands. And that's all he's going to do. And you don't see the other two. You just hear more like, ugh, from the ground. Next up is Raphael.
Yeah, so I'm going to... Yeah, I think I just need to walk up to... Yeah, I'm going to walk up to Close Guard. I guess formerly known as Close Guard. And...
Yeah, we still call him that because it's just getting confusing if we don't.
I'm going to...
It's his Christian name.
And how far abouts is this from me? I think you said like 20 feet. Is that about right? How far that way that was from me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to stab him with my rapier. And I'm going to use my advantage for my inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
That is an 11.
No.
That makes a ton of sense. That's okay.
Man, with advantage. That's wild.
I know.
That's just the way it is.
Happy birthday.
and then I guess I think I'm just going to park it here so Raspy gets advantage.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything I can really do as a bonus action that's going to be like super useful.
Okay, well, Raspy is up next.
Yep. Raspy's going to try to bite Close Guard. He does. Oh, he critted it on the second roll.
Good.
The second roll. It was a 16, and then it was a crit.
Gooch. Did it make Raspy too powerful? I didn't really know what I was doing when I was making it.
So with the double damage, that was 15 piercing damage on the bite.
Amazing. He's still up, but he's looking pretty, like, bad.
How? He's still up?
Like,
oh my god.
Like, there's too much blood coming out of his, like, ruined butt. Like, an alarming amount.
Been there.
And then I,
been there.
Yep. Perfect. He's gonna stick with it. I think that's it. Yeah, it doesn't, like, pull people down or anything. Yep. And that ends my turn.
Yeah, he's not feeling good. Alright, cool. Back up at the top. Bert.
Close Guard has taken much more damage at this point, right?
Correct.
All of it.
Far Guard has
it.
Taken zero damage.
Okay. And Scientist, he seems to be, heeding my furious warnings.
Yeah. Seemingly.
I'm gonna follow in Zach's really smart footsteps and use my inspiration to continue to miss. Eldritch Blast, Close Guard with advantage.
Okay.
I critted on the first roll.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
There are a lot of crits being thrown around today.
So that is 14 force damage.
Yeah, describe your kill. please.
I shoot him up the butthole and he explodes, idiot!
He explodes! You basically bisect him with light. Right up his bloody butt.
Right up his bloody butt, eh, lads?
No, it's like, I don't know, I was talking to Carl Urban over here.
Bloody butt! Governor. I watched All the Boys.
This kid was raised by chimney sweeps. He's in the wild.
Okay. Sorry, I'm like still getting over a cold, so I'm like about to start coughing, but I'm gonna hold it together. We're doing great, everybody.
A cold.
Okay, so he just melted that guy, so he's gone. Okay, cool. So next up is Samson, who I think you're kind of half covered in blood at this point, but Fargard is still looking great.
He is also, he's like right there in the mix, right?
Oh yeah, he's in the mix.
He's
now.
Like 10 feet away from okay. Me, I think. Yeah.
You could try to grapple him and eat his butt if you wanted to.
Not this time. I'm gonna do what all my friends have been doing and use my inspiration. Instead of recklessly attacking. That's a much smarter thing to do. Anyway. That's not good. That's not much better. Actually, that's not bad. 19.
That hit.
Nice.
Hooray!
You did it.
And now my thing comes into effect. Because I have to be the first person to hit somebody when I'm in a rage. The other guy had already been hit.
Oh, gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Wait, sorry, what?
So now my Ancestral Guardians come into effect. And unless he attacks me, he has disadvantage. And it comes into effect okay. Now as opposed to last time because I have to be the first person to hit somebody. And that guy had already been hit.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
14 magical slashing damage.
Hooray.
So it might be in our best interest at times moving forward to, like, leave some of the enemies untouched.
Yeah.
Because it's in a weird way, it sort of buffs them the first time they get hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to think about that.
Hey, Sam, is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay. So this guy... Let's see.
If he wants to try to take out my poor boy Raspy, he's got to do it with disadvantage.
I know. I think he's just gonna, like, punch you. Because his sword is stuck in the coyote.
Okay.
I forget how to do bare hand attacks.
It's a strength. I don't know if they'd be proficient. In it. But like I'm probably they're like trained guards.
If they're probably. Knights, then I assume so. So it would be the same attack roll as their sword.
Okay.
And the damage roll will be 1 plus their strength modifier. Of course they'll miss. They'll miss, so it doesn't matter. But
alright, so he's gonna go to punch you, Samson. 15 to hit?
No.
Okay. He doesn't have an advantage on you anymore, right?
Nope.
Okay, and he's going to try to punch you again. That's an 18 to hit.
Yep.
1 plus my strength modifier?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to roll anything.
So that's 4.
I'll take 2, thank you.
Alright. I think he looks at his, like, bisected comrade. It's just like he's, like, crying as he, like, punches
you. We were all each other's brothers.
We're all brothers from quadruplets.
Well, you'll join them soon in hell.
Oh, God. Tom Hanks is going right. To take his car away from us so he can get home to his horrible
mother. Okay, next up are the scientists.
Was it worth it? Tell me I earned it.
Let's see. One of them, the one that stood up, is going to kind of like sneak over. Closer to where Bard is, and he's gonna throw a flask at you.
Whoa.
This boy's about to get got!
Let me see. He's gonna roll an attack roll.
Not a little
bitch.
He missed. So a little flask just kind of goes, pew, like on the ground next to you.
Is it like full of acid or something? Or just
yeah, it's like a bubbly green liquid, and it's like there's like a little bubbly green smoke coming
fucking
down.
Fucking classic
stuff.
Acid, bro!
What a dick.
You're about to smoke this fool.
He's like just like standing there like, oh no, and he's like shaking. And then the other two are like, ugh, and they're still just like, you can't really see them.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, barely. You haven't hurt them more than the first shatter. They're just like, you know.
I just figured they were dead.
They're taking a little break. They've been groaning this whole time and doing really good sound effects.
They just sound really similar to me. I guess that's racist. Fine. Of me.
Against scientists?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to no scientists because y'all are lying and getting me pissed.
Is that the Magnet song that Insane Clown Posse made?
Yeah.
Quote from that? Yeah.
How do they work?
Yeah.
Raphael.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'll move like 300 or 180 degrees across from Samson on Farm Guard. I should just...
So you're on the raspy side.
I'm going to be on the raspy side of him, and I'm going to try to stab him in the back with my rapier.
Okay.
That is an 11.
It does not hit.
That makes sense.
You're doing a lot of 11s over there.
I know. And then
you need to roll bigger numbers than that.
No, I'm gonna have Raspy. Honestly, like since he's got this guy's sword, I kind of want to just have him like disengage and like run off and like go after the scientists. I think that's what I have him do, just because I think if he's just punching you, Tyler, like, nothing is really gonna happen. Like,
no, that's true. Now, is he gonna try to punch Rat? Oh, well, he can disengage as an action.
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm gonna use his action to disengage, and then next turn I'll just
go after the scientists. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Get some easy kills.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I gotta pull up. I gotta start. Keep closing his character sheet. And my speed is that's pretty good. I'm gonna disengage from Farguard, and I'm going to, I guess, as Raspy. How far away
is this you or Raspy, doing this?
So Raspy is disengaging with the sword still stuck in him. And he's going to,
the scientists are roughly 60 feet from you.
Roughly 60 feet?
Yeah, they were, like, far away.
Even the acid-throwing one who came back out?
I guess he's probably, like, 45 feet.
Excellent. So Raspy's speed is 45 feet.
Oh, perfect.
So Raspy is going to disengage and then just go up. And, like, maybe, like, just, yeah, like, get directly within melee range of that scientist and start growling.
The scientist pees immediately. It's noticeable.
He's not getting out of this one. He's got to eat my ass or else he's getting choked out.
I like this, the theme of the episode. Okay. Good job, Raspy. So, and then we're going to go back up to the top of the order to Bart.
Okay. Near scientist. That's his name, I guess. Eldritch Blast. Dirty 20.
That does nice. Hit.
I'm going to vaporize this guy.
12 force damage.
Yeah, you vaporize this guy.
Cool. Sorry, Raspy.
Basically, just like, yeah, he just like dissolves in his lab coat. Like, his like he turns into like a cartoon ash pile, and his lab coat just kind of flutters down and like folds very neatly on top of it. It's a good lab coat.
It's Acme brand.
And he loved that lab coat.
Took good care of it. Is that your whole turn, Bart?
No. How far away? I must have been close-ish to him if he threw an acid flask at me.
I feel like you were like 15 feet from him, so you're like 30 feet from the other two. I think they're still there, yeah.
Then I'm going to go to them, and on my way, if possible, like cautiously take the sword from Raspy. Like, is it cool if I take this?
It's like stuck in him, so you're gonna have to do like a strength roll or something.
Oh, you know what? I'ma leave it.
It's like in his bones, yeah.
I'm gonna leave that because I don't want to accidentally kill this dead dog.
Yeah, you know, it's like if you like, you know, chuck an axe into like a tree, it's like stuck.
Sure. Then I'm gonna dap him up on the way past, as I go to intimidatingly stand over the other two scientists.
Yeah, Raspy goes like, and you think he likes it that you dapped him. And maybe he's a little friendlier towards you now.
Oh.
Raspy point earned.
Like how you guys thought I was not actually keeping track of this. I am, very much. So wait, Bart, what did you do to the other scientists? You were just looking at them?
I don't think you can do anything else. You did his action.
Yeah, I don't have any actions left. I just...
What kind of, like, look are you giving them? Like, a one of, like, friendship?
I think just a slow head shake side to side. Look what you've done to yourselves.
Yeah, you look at them, and they're, like, they're both, like, lying there, and they both look, you know, pretty, like, effed up, like they're almost dead, and they're just, like, crying and looking at you. Like, just like, yeah, and it's not good. It's pretty upsetting. Okay, next up. Cool, you're a child. Okay, next up is Samson.
That fool is still near me, right?
Yeah, Fargard.
Has he taken the hit that I gave him?
Yeah, just that one.
One chunky hit.
I don't really want to.
He's taking some emotional hits. Like
he's just punching me now, so who cares?
Yeah.
I'm getting reckless, brother!
Oh yeah, dude. We're about to drop the N-bomb on, like, your Twitter. It's like the real Hulkamania, or whatever he did.
Oh, no.
Did he do that?
He got canceled. He definitely either said it out loud or wrote it down somewhere really public.
And oh, dear.
Like, but I thought we were all his brother. Like, I've never felt more betrayed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And definitely was supposed to be
22.
Nice.
That does hit.
Yeah, it does.
Kick his ass.
12 magical slashing damage.
Yeah. Good job. He doesn't like
that. That's
that.
That's all. That's all she wrote.
I can't keep missing, he said, like an idiot.
Yeah, I guess. I think he's going to, like, look at his, like, bisected brother and, like, look over at, like, the, you know, dissolved scientist.
Look at his bisected brother!
And this terrifying skeletal
that
has a sword sticking out of the side of him. And he just drops to his knees and holds up his hands like, I give up.
That's a huge mistake.